program. Nikki Tice with Skills joining us in studio. I'm bringing my computer over so I can see that she is the Regional Director of Psychiatric Rehabilitation for Skills. Nikki, thank you for coming in. We appreciate the time.
Every time. I love it coming here.
She is here to talk about what we like to call, I know some of you were thinking kickoff event. I like to call it a wrap-up event. If you don't know, we had to make a bit of an adjustment with this year's event coming up now, tomorrow at Wasson Farm. Doggone power outages got in the way for what was supposed to be a kickoff event, so everybody made the necessary adjustments, and now it's a wrap-up party. But the impact and the significance of this event still very much the same.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about, for folks that don't know, just give us a little background on yourself and how you got involved with Skills, and then I'm guessing most people have at least heard of Skills, but maybe some don't know exactly what all Skills does and the far-reaching impact that the Skills has in our
Absolutely.
Area.
Yes, so I started with Skills about 10 years ago for a master's internship and loved it and never left. So here I am. I've been able to work my way up and, as you said, a regional director overseeing some of our mental health services here in Center County. Skills as a whole has been around for 65 years. We cover over 17 counties, various services across there, making a really big impact on a lot of people's lives. So our mental health department is a bit smaller compared to our more residential side, but still very impactful nonetheless.
Talk a little bit about the residential side. I know that's not what you're involved, but it really is such an important tool for our community and for people to be able to assert some independence, where once upon a time, I think we just, as a society, wouldn't allow that. I'm not sure they could handle that.
Absolutely, yeah. So I think Skills as a whole, whether it's residential or mental health services, the idea is to help people be as independent and have a good quality of life as much as possible, despite their disabilities. So whether that be residential, where, you know, we are allowing people to integrate into their community, where maybe before we would not have done that, we are allowing those opportunities now. The independent choices are still being made so that people can still feel like they have a choice and they have a say in their own life. And then more on our mental health side, same concept, but it is very much how do I manage my mental health on a daily basis to be as independent as possible and to have a satisfying life.
Nikki, talk a little bit about the importance of the support structure also, and the importance of maybe the support structure folks taking care of their own mental health, because that can be a challenge sometimes too that I think maybe goes under the radar a little bit, and it probably should not.
Yes, I think all healthcare, whether it be physical health or mental health services, if you're providing a service where you are caring for other people and taking on their challenges as kind of your own, it is so important to take care of yourself. And it's actually really hard to do for a lot of people, a lot of us. It's just go, 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 got to take care of the other people.
Yeah.
And then, you know, at the end of the day, you're just drained and wondering why, what happened. So it's really important to be able to have that work-life balance. Some positions may be easier to do that than others, but I think it goes to show you that people in this field truly just care about other people, even if it means sacrificing a little bit of the self-care.
Yeah, I do wonder, if we need, maybe there is. I'm not aware of any formal, support group thing, but I think informally, I know my wife will share with others, but it is, you do need something that's like, all right, this is a lot.
Yes.
And it's why, I mean, we do see high burnout rates, in special education and just across the board, because it's a lot that you're dealing with.
Yeah, and I think, I know I can speak personally to my team, my coworkers, my staff. We utilize each other for that all day long, just as a person, even to give a look of like, help me. Like, tag me out so I can take a minute. Or returning back to the office and just having a moment to vent and process what just happened.
Yeah.
That's really important. So I think you're right. It's more informal than having like a formal support group. We probably wouldn't have time for it anyways.
True enough.
But yeah, definitely you need to rely on your team.
Along those lines, we've been talking a lot, with different organizations here about the importance of, collaborative efforts. Mm-hmm. And I know Skills, does a ton of collaborative efforts, and we'll get to the reason we're having you here in just a moment, which is a collaborative effort for tomorrow's event. But the importance of that, where, all right, we're kind of filling this need, but boy, it clearly overlaps with this group that's providing this need, and just joining people together. And again, kind of the same idea. Let's share some of the burden here.
Yes, we are very fortunate here in Center County to have a very well-rounded mental health services network.
Yeah.
And that even will trickle into maybe the residential piece for some of our individuals, or outside of that, maybe childcare, school, all of the things. It is very collaborative. And if you think about each individual, what is their support team look like? And it's usually comprised of, you know, maybe it's somebody from Skills, somebody from the county, mental health services, a therapist. It takes a village, honestly. Yeah. And we say that about raising children. It's just about caring for people in general. It takes the team to work collaboratively together to give that person the best quality of life.
Let's talk a little bit about the event, which is now, again, the wrap-up party for May was Mental Health Awareness Month, but it is okay to be aware all 12 months of the year of the impact of mental health. But talk a little bit about this event. Who all's involved, what all's involved, and then some of the particulars.
Sure, yeah. Really excited about this event. Always, I always am. But this is our 19th annual mental health celebration here in Center County. Next year will be our 20th celebration. It's going to be awesome, I know. We'll get planning pretty quickly. But going back to that collaborative details, we have a group of providers from Center County that all came together and formed a planning committee. And together, we've worked really hard to bring you the event that's happening tomorrow. Again, like we had to do that adjustment. That was a really hard decision. But, you know, looking at the impact those storms had on the county as a whole, it was definitely the best decision to do that.
No question. So
now, we get to kind of reflect on Mental Health Awareness Month in May and just realize, like, how big of an impact mental health is. I mean, you cannot have a diagnosis. You still have a mental health that you are responsible for managing and taking care of.
Now, my understanding is, though, the one downside, so it was going to be a kickoff event, now it's a wrap-up event, you had to double the prices. So we're sorry about that the decision was made. They just had to double up the prices. It is free.
Nikki, don't encourage her.
Too awesome.
Yes,
well.
Yeah.
you and my wife, everybody's always,
don't encourage me.
And you can just show up. They're not reservations or anything. Yes. Anybody can show up.
Yep. Doors open at 5 p.m. to the public. We definitely are targeting the public.
Yep.
The idea here is, let's, one, reduce the stigma of the conversation of mental health. That should be as simple as talking about, hey, I got a high blood pressure diagnosis yesterday. That should be just as basic as talking about your mental health with somebody. And hopefully someday it will be.
Yeah.
So connecting to those services, reducing the stigma. We also will have a vendor fair there. So a variety of mental health providers from Center County will have tables set up. You can gather resources, information. They'll probably have little freebies that you can take. And just have those connections, because being prepared and having that information is extremely important. You do not have any idea how scary it can be to have a loved one just disclose out of the blue, I'm really not feeling great, and maybe they're considering taking their life. That is terrifying. But if you are prepared and have resources available at hand to be like, hey, at this event, I saw these people might be able to help us. That's what we're trying to do. Just make connections. Maybe you don't have anybody in your life right now who needs that. You never know.
Well, and that is one of the things since I first got together with my wife, just that was eye-opening to me, and again, just naively and kind of stupidly not thinking about it, but it's just like your physical health, we're all on a spectrum, and you may be very healthy for all of your life, and then all of a sudden, man, you get a heart attack, or you get this cancer diagnosis, and suddenly. And I think sometimes people think, well, no, if you're you either have issues or you don't. And it's like, well, no, they can, and a variety of things, just like with health, can contribute to it. And so, you know, one of the things that I just think is so important is trying to get, just like we try to get good, healthy habits physically for young people. Man, if you can get young people engaged early, yes. And this is how you can take, and again, just like physical health, it's not, all right, there's certain things that, yes, will help everybody, but not everybody needs the same thing for mental health. And I think just getting an understanding of that as early as you can and getting good mental health habits in place is critical.
Yes, and the event is family friendly. So, yeah. You know, there's obviously the resources and information. There's great food from Good Day Cafe, our Wasson ice cream. You know, Center Helps is sponsoring us again this year for a second time in a row. Lots of great collaborations, but we really do encourage people to bring your kids. There's nothing that should be said in the speaking portion that's going to be, you know, triggering or, you know, something that you wouldn't want to expose children to. Yeah. It's very much in a positive framework. So, but just talking about mental health as a whole.
When does the program, at 5 o'clock is when folks can start arriving. When does the program and
the speaking portion will start at 5:30.
Okay.
It should be fairly brief.
Yeah.
We want to have plenty of time for that mingling to make those connections, enjoy the food. There will be music by Kevin Briggs there as well, live music. So really well-rounded event. Lots of really great information, but really just a good time, too.
Yeah. Anything about the event that I should have asked that I didn't ask you?
I don't think so. Like I said, I'm very excited that we have our planning committee, very collaborative. A lot of people are invested in this. And like I said, guest experience is really important to us. You know, if it's going to be a boring event, people will not show up, and then our mission is just not going to happen. So we are trying to make it entertaining and provide, you know, like I said, good food, Wasson ice cream for free. Everything's free. So just we really encourage, if you have time tomorrow evening, 5 o'clock, doors open, and we should be celebrating our wrap-up party for Mental Health Awareness Month.
And it does feel like this area, just going back to the stigma around it, like it feels like we're maybe a little ahead of the game of a lot of other areas, and I'm wondering if part of it is just obviously Strawberry Fields, mm-hmm. and you see Good Day Cafe, which you mentioned will be there and part of this, and providing those opportunities. I think the fact that we host Special Olympics probably helps people in terms of you can recognize what people are capable of, regardless of circumstances, and I'm just wondering if you feel that, like maybe we're a little ahead of the curve here. If you talk to folks in other areas of the state or country,
I definitely think we are. You know, I know, unfortunately, there are some counties in the surrounding areas that they don't even really do a mental health celebration. That's something we've been doing for 19 years now.
Yeah.
So it's just something that's really prevalent and really important. I think it goes as a reflection of just our network here in Center County. We're very lucky to have a strong mental health network here. Very connected, very collaborated. If I can't provide a service for somebody within my means, I know who to go to help connect them to somebody who can help them. And that's something that we really pride ourselves here across the board, I think, for Center County.
Yeah. As always, we appreciate the time. Great to see you. And unlike what was going to be the kickoff event. It does look like it's going to be a perfect evening, especially for ice cream.
Especially for ice cream, yes.
So head on over to Wasson Farm tomorrow there along Shingletown Road, right at the corner of Shingletown and Branch, and enjoy. It should just be a wonderful evening. What will be the wrap-up event for Mental Health Awareness Month, which, of course, was in May, but again, it is okay to celebrate year-round. And so 5 o'clock tomorrow, Wasson Farm. And I do think it's an important message, too. Bring the family. Like, yes. First of all, Wasson Farm is a fantastic place to bring your kiddos. But really, again, the earlier, just like with physical health, the earlier you can get people in good habits and get an understanding of what they should be looking for in themselves and their peers, I just think the better off we're going to be in the long term in terms of trying to provide the best mental health possibilities for everybody across the board.
Definitely.
Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
We will
hope to see a lot of people there tomorrow.
Yes. My gosh, it's going to be... did we mention ice cream? I mean, come on.
Free ice cream.
Crying out loud, how many opportunities are you going to have for that this summer? So 5 o'clock tomorrow, Wasson Farm for the Mental Health Awareness Month, a wrap-up event for this year.